Yeah, welcome to Mohammed Amin Osman's podcast. I'll start by introducing myself. I'm very new to this, so you guys should bear with me. I'm a male from Ghana, West Africa. I've been here for 2 years, and I want to share my life before and after coming to the United States with you. I live with my mom at a very small city. Oh, that's how we call it. Yeah, I was pretty big. Growing up, I already had one friend who, like, they have to depart because my so-called father realized that he needed me in his life, so he had to come back. It was hard, new, and I had to switch ethnicity, which was really hard, but I was able to learn a different language, which I think was a very good thing. But yeah, I went through all that. Who really cares? I guess nobody does. It's my own life, right? But there are things that I have to do that I haven't done yet. Like be an engineer that can create things with my own hands, not depending on anybody, just being me. Being able to create something that will help others. That will help me, that will help my mom, that will help my country, that will help the people around me. But for now, I just get to stay in school, try to learn to my best abilities, and look forward to life. Like, yeah, who knows? Me coming here was, I think, one of the best moments in my life. I had no hope, no reason to be here. And all of a sudden, I was like, hey, take your bag, go to the airport, you're going to the United States. I was so happy. At the same time, I was so tired. That emotion that I was feeling, I could not explain. Up to this day, I still can't explain it. Got how to leave my mom, who was basically raising the whole family. Because my stepdad had an accident and he couldn't work. My mom had 2 boys and I was pretty stubborn growing up. I did not listen to my mom at all. I did whatever I wanted until I moved to my dad's side and I was shown the reality, which made me appreciate my mom the most. Like, whatever I did to her, she always find a way to make me understand and do the right thing without actually understanding that what I did or what I was doing was hurting her. Until I moved to my dad and everything changed, I had a whole perception on life and I was like, wow, so this is what I did to my mom. This is what life is. Like, am I supposed to do this? I tend to call my mom and then she will talk to me and was like, oh, have patience. It's okay. Don't take this to your heart. Remember why you were there, what you told me, what the promise you made. She made sure I was not broken. She made me make a promise to her that one day I would take care of her, and that's what I'm going to do, because that's the one motivation in my life right now. That's the only thing that makes me move forward. It's like my backbone, because anytime I think of giving up, running away, hiding from reality, just forget it, everything in that, and just remember. And then she tend to call me and then talk to me about all this stuff, about life, about it's being okay to give up, even though I know I can't give up now. But the funny story is, I'm right here talking to people I don't really know. It's just really funny telling about myself. I don't even know if I'm doing this right. Moving here opened my eyes to many things, like people, how they really think and how they behave, the difference in cultures, language, behaviors. It was funny. When I first got here, I was really literally greet up people on the train, on the bus, on the sidewalks, and they walked past me like I did not really exist, which made me feel small. And as I live here, I continue to notice that it's not just me, even among themselves they do it. People will literally give fake smiles and say hi, not because they want to, but they just have to because it's their neighbor. They don't want to be seen rude. But that was different from my culture. My culture teaches us to greet the elders, greet people, even though you don't know them. Help them, even you see them, they need help. But in America, you can't do that. The only help people expect from you is money, material help, and that's it. They don't need emotional help. It tends to be awkward, like somebody crying in public and you trying to console them. And people do it, but not mostly. I found a lot of things in the United States really different, and then at times it feels like this is like different people that get it around in this place, and it's really amazing. I mean, not talking about the hardship black people go through here in America, and me being black in America is crazy. But that is one thing that's not slowing me down. It's like, I don't know, I feel different. Like, I feel like I'm not just black, but I'm African. I represent the roots. I represent everything that there is to be black. I see myself as a symbol that I compare to, like, the moon, right? The moon is an entity by itself. That's how I see myself. The moon get its light from the sun as I get help from others. And the moon also give help as the brightest skies at night. That's how I see myself. The moon, it gives hope at your darkest moment. It helps you radiate. It takes the worst and best in people and then make it larger. It hides the darkness. And that's who I am. Because if I think about it, all what I've been through made me like a monster. Like, I had a monster in me. I had this anger that I don't know the source of it, but I couldn't control. It changed me. It changed my personality. Like, it made me be by myself. I couldn't open up to people. It made me scared. The only people I could talk to was my mom, a few friends. it made me so small, so reluctant to open up. So it changed my personality. I tend to work alone because that's how I see it the best and efficient way to get things done. Even though I know it's wrong, like, I need to work with people, open up, accept their ideas. Even though I tend to put my ideas out there to help people understand the way I think. But still, it's hard for me to open up to people. My life is not the worst. I promise you, it's not the worst that it is. I mean, I have my hands, I have my eyes, and my nose. I'm functioning perfectly. Compared to those who are not, I'm really good. Like, my life is perfect. Not perfect, but perfect. Because I wouldn't want anything less than this. Or more, because I don't know where it might lead me to. I'm just appreciative and hoping for the best. Like, at times I get calls and my mom be like, "Son, I don't know how to ask this, but I need this. I need help. If that is not working, my business is going down. I need to take care of your little brother. He needs to go to school. I need to pay his fees." And then I look at myself. I was like, "What's the purpose? Why am I in America? It's a land of opportunity. Why am I not making enough money? Why am I not making money?" And some of you might think, "Oh, just work, right?" Yeah, I can't work. I'm 15 years old. My dad, who's in charge of me, won't allow me to work. I have no purpose of my own. Even though I have this with my dad, I have no control of my life right now. And I feel I could do more. I know I can do more. But I don't have the ability to, because it's been taken, it's been locked away. And this has been hard to me, it's been pushing me down. And when I think about it, I feel like I'm a slave. Slave by my own parents, my own freedom. People outside see me as free. People in my country wants to be in my shoes, which I don't really blame them. But me, in my shoes, I feel trapped. And I know some people out there feel the same. You're trapped in your environment, you're trapped in your homes, trapped at work, like, and there's nothing you can do about it. So I stopped thinking about it. So I grew out of it, because there's nothing I can do about it. So I started focusing on things that I could do, like going to school, studying, making sure I have an average of 4.0 at school, making sure I do my best to represent myself. Which led me to not having many friends, and somehow bad, because everything has its sizes, its fall and its rises. But right now, I don't need friends. I don't need relationship. All I need is positivity, motivation, support, and that's what all of you guys need. people might not support you. People tend to be greedy, selfish, think you need them, so they're gonna act a certain way. But the most important thing that I learned, that my mom taught me, was being patient. Play the fool, be the stupid, be the dumb. Let them play you. But in their eyes, you being stupid, just do what you gotta do. Do what you gotta do to survive. At the end of the day, you come up being successful, being powerful, being black, being closest to the sun, being the brightest moon there is. And then you can share your story. And then you can boast. And then you can say, I finally made it. But until then, play the fool. Play the slave and build your empire. Build your castles in the air so that they won't see by the time they realize and you ask them to look in the air. They'll be amazed, they'll be astonished. They'll be like, when did you do this? How did you do this? All I'll say is have patience, fight. Fight your fight. Don't expect somebody else to fight for you. Even if they are helping you, don't put your hope on them. Because you're putting your hope in others, putting your hope in others can break you down. It can destroy you from the inside. So what I say is, don't put your hope in others. Not even your mom, not even your dad, not everyone. You can put your hope in a higher power. Something you cannot understand, something you know exists, something that you cannot define. That is right. People call them God. People call them Allah. Some call them Buddha. Somebody. Some call Ted I. Some spiritual stuff. That I agree, but not in a person. Because any person that breathes, that has a mind, has a tendency to disappoint. And putting your hope in people tend to break them. And I don't want that. Nobody wants that. For example, not having money. Even though you're working hard, your family member, somebody in your family who's have enough, decided to help you. For the first few months, it will be fine. It seems fine to him. But as you continue to go dependent on people, they tend to get annoying, they tend to get frustrated, they tend to see you worthless. So at some point in time, they will start to stop doing what they're doing for you. And since you grow dependent on them, you stop exploring other exits, other way out. And then when you stop giving, that's when you come crashing. So I advise people not to depend on others. Don't put your hope in others. Because doing that destroys you. And the other alternative is putting your hope in a lot of people, but expecting less from them. Sorry. Putting your hope in a lot of people is the same as creating more ways, more exits, more backups, because you don't know who might betray you. Who might lose your hope? So it's like not putting your eggs in one basket. It's an investment of hope in others and in yourself. That's the most important part of it. And then still fighting, earning for what you want, playing the fool. I might sound a little bit childish because I'm 15 years old and probably don't know how this world actually works, but based on what I've passed through and based on what I've known through my years on this earth, I've realized that hope is one thing that you should never entrust to somebody. He might be the best friend, the best parent there is that you can think of. I'm not saying they're bad people. They're not bad people. They are human beings as you are. And we are faulty. We all are. We're not perfect. So understand when I say this, don't put your hope even in those you love, those that loves you. Put your hope in you so that it cannot be broken. You can know possibly when somebody might betray you. I'm not saying they would, but they can. They sure can betray you. And you wouldn't see it coming. Because if you would, you probably would avoid it, right? That's how I understand about life. One thing else that I want to say is helping others. You don't need to be rich to help others. You don't need to be intelligent to help others. Those are excuses people tend to make to escape reality. Just take the fact that, oh, I have nothing, how can I help? There's so many ways you can help others and even get help from it. Like telling your stories to others. Trying to change your story, your worst nightmare, trying to change it into a good one and tell it to others. Learn their story too. And use to change yours, because I promise you, if you think your situation you're in is worse, listen to somebody's. You will know that yours is okay. You will stop crying. But it doesn't make your situation better. It doesn't stop it. It doesn't stop your suffering. But it shows you that somebody is going through something worse. And yours is too easy to complain about. You can pass through that. Everybody can. All we need is the motivation and a little bit of help. At times we get stuck in our own world. Like, you need to expand it. Explore different options. If you can buy a car, buy a bicycle. If you can buy a bicycle, walk. Put in your mind's way of exercising and just do it. You don't know who might be watching. You need a scholarship. You need to go to college. You don't have the means to. Go on the internet, research. Research topics, research scholarships. Apply for them. Write essays. Apply for any possible one you can. You don't know which one you might want. You don't know which one you might get the help from. Try to open up. Try to explore. You can't just sit down and expect your problems to be solved. It doesn't work that way. You can't just stop fighting because you're homeless. You can't just stop fighting because your boyfriend or girlfriend left you. You can't blame one person's mistake on the universe. We are never the same. We are never ever the same. Try to accept people. Try to understand them. Try to be the bad person. To know how it feels.
to know how to avoid it. Because if you have no idea how a person hurt is feeling, how can you console them? You have to hurt to know how it feels so that you can help somebody who is hurt feel better. You need to feel better so that you can help somebody who is hurt know how to feel better. We can't always be the good, because if everybody is good, what's the point of being good then? It'll have no meaning. We have to learn both the bad and the good, balance it out, and it makes it perfect, or at least closer to perfect. Because being good alone won't take you anywhere. Being bad alone won't take you anywhere. You need to mix those two. It will help you understand a lot of things. It will help you overcome a lot of things. It's really easy for me to say, but it's really hard if you put it in practice. Like, one thing I can say is finding a criminal. Think like one. Think like a criminal. What might a criminal do? What would you do if you had no money? What would you do if you were so poor, if your mother or grandfather or family member is dying and needs money for help, and you're desperate in need for money? What would you do? Rob a bank? Point a gun at somebody and rob them? Fraud? If you think like that, you know how it feels so that you can help others. And that way of thinking might help you protect yours. Such is life. That's how everything goes. Nothing comes easy. Nothing ever comes easy. Even the bad suffers. People who do bad things work hard to do this, because it's never easy. Everything involves hard work, dedication, fight. I will end this by saying, we are not perfect. We all know how to fight one way or the other. One way or the other. We all want to do the best. But first we have to make the step of understanding each other, understanding others, being in others' shoes, using that at our advantage, making sure we don't give up, making sure others don't give up. And that will somehow make our lives better, not only you, but others too. Because you don't know whatever you might be doing might be affecting others in a good way or the bad way. And we cannot always be perfect. Our actions might hurt others. And our actions might heal others. But be mindful not purposefully hurt others. Just do you. Do the best that you can. Get help. Don't be too selfish. Being selfish is good, but don't be too selfish. Thank you guys for listening.